following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than a dollar a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
Hey, it's me, Tyler. Bose open earbuds are stylish. The color, the way it looks almost like an earring, you know? So I feel like it could go with anything. My style is very fun. I feel like I always look like I'm on holiday. I just really like playing around with it and tying it to the music. So yeah, I really feel like the music I'm making right now feels like a holiday, so I want to look like it too. Check out Bose.com for more.
Oh, hi, this is Chelsea Handler from the Dear Chelsea podcast. This episode is brought to you by Opill, the first over-the-counter daily birth control pill available in the U.S. I love shedding light on what's important for women's healthcare, and one thing that makes healthcare easier is making birth control more convenient to access. Well, let me introduce Opill. Opill is a daily birth control pill that is FDA approved, full prescription strength, and estrogen free. Plus, there's no prescription needed. Finally, the days of needing a prescription for birth control are over, a sentence I very much enjoy saying. This is our moment to take control of our health and reproductive journeys because Opill is birth control in your control. Opill is available online and at most major retailers. Use code OPILLOTC, OPILLOTC for 25% off your first month of Opill at opill.com.
This is Simone Boyce from The Bright Side. Beauty is about more than just beauty. It's about worth, individuality, and the power that comes from being your truest self. At L'Oréal Paris, beauty means embracing who you already are, enhancing the diverse features, experiences, and personality that makes you, well, you. L'Oréal's beauty essentials combine innovative products with that classic Parisian touch to help you feel like your most confident self. Because taking on the world is a little less scary when you feel ready for your close-up. L'Oréal Paris. Because you're worth it. Learn more at L'OrealParis.com.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot, so let's get to decorating. Find your perfect tree in our huge assortment of shapes, sizes, and styles, like the easy-to-assemble Jackson Noble Fir with pre-lit branches perfect for styling with all your favorite ornaments, or the flocked Starry Light Fraser Fir with over 1,900 pre-lit memory wire branches that keep their shape so it's ready right out of the box. Ooh. Find the perfect tree now at the Home Depot and enjoy free delivery on most holiday decor. Subject to availability, see homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. Up next, another installment of our series about us, the Story of America series with Hillsdale College professor and author of Land of Hope, Bill McClay. We begin in Washington during a time of celebration. The end of the Civil War had come. It was Good Friday, 1865. Abraham Lincoln was set to attend the play, Our American Cousin, at the Ford's Theater. Let's get into it.
It may have been one of the happiest moments of Lincoln's last few years, if not his entire life. At 10 o'clock p.m. in the play's third act, John Wilkes Booth entered the president's box, pistol in hand. After firing a shot at Lincoln's head at close range, the actor leapt onto the stage and shouted, "Sic Semper Tyrannis!" Thus always to tyrants. Never before had such a true believer done more damage to his own cause. because the South could not have had a better advocate than Lincoln. There were still many unresolved issues to address after the Civil War. What was a reunification of the nation going to look like? Should Southern rebels be punished? And if so, how? Which ones? Should the leaders of the Confederacy face treason charges? And what about all those Confederate soldiers? What should happen to them, if anything? The war ravaged the South, devastating the region economically, with many of their great cities reduced to mere ruins. Their production capacities, too, were ravaged. Property values had plummeted. No money made its way into the South to help rebuild. Slavery had been gutted from the region, and with it, much of the production capacity was gutted, too. And slave labor had been the backbone of the South's most valuable crop, cotton. Last but not least, there was the issue of the recently freed slaves. As the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass said, he was free from the old plantation, but he had nothing but the dusty road under his feet. These were big questions. There would be two different approaches, broadly different approaches, among and between Northerners. There were some who wanted to bring the Southern states back into the Union with the least number of complications, including punishment, as possible, so the South could rebuild. There was another contingent of Northerners who believed the South should be punished. Punished severely, and with it, create a total and complete transformation culturally and socially of the whole region. It was a kind of scorched earth approach. Well, Lincoln had been thinking about this issue ever since before becoming president, before secession occurred. He was always mindful of the preservation of the Union. And he came up with a very interesting solution to the problem. He concluded that because secession itself had been illegal, the Southern Confederate States had never actually left the Union. As Euclidean logic would have it, and Lincoln was a great admirer of Euclid, if the South never left the Union, what would it require for the South to return to the Union? Not very much. Indeed, Lincoln, as early as 1863, was thinking not just conceptually about this idea, but practically. He came up with a plan to pardon any one member of the Confederacy who would take an oath of loyalty to the Constitution and the Union itself, and swore to agree to the end of slavery as a practice in the South. A state could then be readmitted if 10% of the voters, 10% of the voters made these pledges. It was a remarkably generous plan. It was generous, it was graceful, it was aimed towards a unstinting reunion of the states, and even strengthening of the idea of the American Union. Well, a lot of Republicans didn't like it. They thought it was not merely far too lenient, but just plain ill-conceived. They were more convinced that the entire social system and network of the South, the class society, the planter society that drove it, had to be destroyed and replaced with something new and better. Moreover, these same Republicans believed this was a decision for Congress to make, not the executive branch. They passed a bill, the Wade-Davis bill, which required a majority of voters in each state, not 10%, a majority of voters in each state, to swear not just allegiance to the Union, but that they had never been disloyal to the Union. Lincoln exercised his pocket veto power, which meant that he simply didn't sign the bill and allowed it to expire unsigned. Republicans who put forward the bill were incensed at this. They accused him of exceeding his constitutional authority, though on what ground was unclear. He was precisely exercising his constitutional authority by pocket vetoing legislation that he opposed. He clearly had the right to do it. But it was trickier than that, because the actual authority on the issue of what to do with the states that seceded from the Union did not have a clear constitutional authority. This was an eventuality that no one had anticipated in 1787. So how to bring them back into the Union had no real or clear guidance within the text of the Constitution. America was sailing into uncharted waters.
And uncharted waters indeed. Whoever makes the claim today that we've never been more divided or never faced more difficult tasks and challenges in front of us has to listen to this story. More of this story here on Our American Stories.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
Hi, this is Lee Habib here. Do you wake up every morning dreading that first step out of bed because of foot pain? I know I used to. Living with plantar fasciitis felt like a constant battle. Then I tried PowerStep, the number one podiatrist recommended insoles, clinically proven to relieve pain. I was skeptical at first, but from the moment I put them in my shoes and sneakers, I felt the difference. Support and comfort exactly where I needed it and when I needed it, especially those really long walks I take each day with my wife. My foot pain vanished, and even my back and knee pain was eased. Now I can go through my day pain-free. Go to powerstep.com/OAS and use code OAS for 15% off your first order. That's powerstep.com/OAS and use code OAS for 15% off your first order.
The following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than a dollar a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
Congratulations to CBS Sports and Sony Electronics for their first-place wins for innovation in industry at this year's Unconventional Awards by T-Mobile for Business. In a collaboration that was clearly built on breaking new ground, CBS and Sony created a first-of-its-kind broadcast for the PGA Championship. Using a custom-built T-Mobile private 5G network to power the live production, they deployed a 5G wireless camera system throughout the event. The network's speed, combined with Sony's innovative ultra-low latency video codec, allowed for seamless, high-quality footage without disruption. With that innovative approach, CBS gave broadcasters the tools they need to do what they do best, take their coverage to entirely new places. These innovations will shape the way live sports are covered moving forward, and for that, T-Mobile congratulates Sony and CBS for their unconventional thinking.
The holidays are officially here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to deck the halls and your home with festive cheer. If you're on the hunt for the perfect tree, we've got you covered. Explore our huge assortment of trees in all shapes, sizes, and styles. designed to fit any holiday vibe and every holiday budget, like the Jackson Noble Fir. It's not only super easy to assemble, but it also comes pre-lit with 1,200 color-changing bulbs and multiple lighting functions. Or maybe the flocked Starry Light Fraser Fir is more your style. With over 1,900 pre-lit memory wire branches that hold their shape, this tree's ready to shine right out of the box.
Ooh, wow.
Whether it's trees, wreaths, or twinkling lights, we've got everything you need to make your home holiday ready. So shop now at HomeDepot.com and enjoy free delivery on most holiday decor. Subject to availability, see HomeDepot.com/delivery for details.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories. And all of our history stories are brought to us by our generous sponsors, including Hillsdale College, where students go to learn all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that matter in life. If you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu. That's hillsdale.edu. And we return to Our American Stories and our Story of America series with Hillsdale College professor and author of Land of Hope, Bill McClay. When we last left off, Bill was covering the huge questions about what would happen to the South and what would happen to America after the Civil War. The biggest question of all, how should the states that left the Union be treated? Let's return to the story. Here again is Bill McClay.
Lincoln's very last public address, just 2 days before General Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox Courthouse, took the issue head on. The subject of the day for Lincoln was whether or not the state of Louisiana should be accepted back into the Union. The state's new constitution abolished slavery. That pleased Lincoln. But it wasn't enough for the Republicans looking to reconstitute and recreate the South. Those Republicans wrote to Lincoln to express their dissatisfaction and outrage. Lincoln's speech included a masterful rebuttal. "We all agree that the seceded states, so-called, are out of their proper relation with the Union, and that the sole object of government, civil and military, in regard to those states, is to again get them into that proper practical relation. I believe it is not only possible, but in fact, easier to do this without deciding or even considering whether these states have ever been out of the Union than with it. Finding themselves safely at home, it would be utterly immaterial whether they had ever been abroad." What a wonderful phrase. I just have to stop and say, let us all join in doing the acts necessary to restoring the proper practical relations between these states and the Union. Each forever after innocently indulged his own opinion whether in doing the acts he brought the states from without into the Union or only gave them proper assistance, they never having been out of it. Lincoln, the masterful lawyer that he was, and a man prone to precision in wordsmithing and definitions from his professional background as a lawyer, argued brilliantly for a more generous view of these matters, a more practical view, as he stressed. The key to America's future lies not in defining things too precisely. Sometimes that is true. And by the way, anyone who categorically condemns lawyers ought to take a look at Lincoln and the degree to which Lincoln's greatness as a president owes to his skill as a lawyer. On the day of Lincoln's assassination, he spoke to his cabinet. He spoke presciently about the future of the Union and reunification. Here's what he said. "I hope there will be no persecution, no bloody work after the war is over. Enough lives have been sacrificed. We must extinguish our resentment if we expect harmony and union. There has been too much of a desire on the part of some of our very good friends to be masters, to interfere with and dictate to those states, to treat people not as fellow citizens. There is too little respect for their rights. I do not sympathize with these feelings. Such a great thing for him to say. And noted that he says that our very good friends are in danger of becoming masters. He clearly means that word to sting a little bit, because it makes reference to the very institution that his very good friends and he had devoted their lives to abolishing. We will never know how things might have been with Lincoln at the helm. He died that Easter weekend at a boarding house across the street from Ford's Theater in a day of light rain. If anything, Lincoln's murder only made things worse for the South, as national feelings turned against the former states of the Confederacy. And it made matters worse that his vice president, Andrew Johnson, who was a Southerner, who was from Tennessee, who was a Democrat who'd been chosen as a unity candidate. Well, Johnson had none of Lincoln's statesmanship, eloquence, or grace, or generosity. So, who was Andrew Johnson? He hailed from Tennessee. He grew up like Lincoln, humbly. He deeply resented, I think hated is not too strong a word, the wealthy planters whom he held responsible for the plight of the South. That would in turn be the reason the Republicans in Congress embraced him. Many in Congress thought he'd be such an improvement over Lincoln, but these Republicans miscalculated. Johnson's hostility toward Southern aristocrats, it turns out, was not due to his sympathy for poor Southern farmers. He just resented his social superiors. Status, not justice, powered much of Johnson's resentment. He also agreed with the prevailing Southern prejudices against black people and had little, if any, objection to slavery. And he most certainly did not share his fellow Republicans' desire to see the South humiliated and punished. Johnson reserved that desire for the rich planters, and the rich planters alone. So, Johnson was a wrong man for the wrong time, and he was wrong for other reasons as well. Though the job required a man with a view towards the long term and a temperament that was suited to withstand the bumps and bruises, slings and arrows of everyday political life. Johnson was not that man. He was insecure. He was filled with anxieties and paranoia, and his paranoia extended to his being an outsider and feeling that all the organized forces of society were against him. Johnson, unlike Lincoln, proved that not all common men can rise to the occasion, no matter how ambitious they might be. So Johnson's problems began in May of 1865, not long after his accession to the presidency, when he put forward a Reconstruction plan that was only slightly tougher than Lincoln's. By the time Congress convened in December, all 11 of the ex-Confederate states had met the conditions that they were allowed to return to the Union, including ratifying the 13th Amendment, which abolished slavery, and electing senators and representatives. What remained was for Congress to accept and to seat them. But that was not to be. First, none of the Southern states had extended voting rights to blacks. And second, there were a number of former Confederate leaders in the new congressional delegations, including the former vice president of the Confederacy, Alexander Stephens. Many Southern legislatures were also passing new black codes, so-called, that restricted the rights of former slaves, making life for many freed blacks nearly indistinguishable from slavery. Johnson's approach was summarily dismissed by Congress, in fact, and a joint committee on Reconstruction was formed to review the matter. Highlighted was evidence of the mistreatment of blacks in the southern states. Also settled was where the power to settle the issue of Reconstruction and Reunion rested, in Congress. That's right, Congress decided it was Congress's role to determine how the southern states might be restored, not the president. And Johnson didn't help his own cause. He vetoed a civil rights law designed to challenge the black codes. What happened next, though, was what made history. Congress overrode Johnson's veto, and the bill became law. It was the first time in American history that that had happened. It would soon happen a second time as Congress overrode Johnson's veto on the extension of the Freedmen's Bureau. It was the beginning of a new era, and not just on the Reconstruction front, but also in the definition of relations between Congress and the executive branch. And it was the beginning of the end for the Johnson presidency.
The story of Reconstruction, and we're just getting started. Our Story of America series continues here on Our American Stories.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at livenation.com/gifts. That's livenation.com/gifts.
We've all got a thing, an obsession. For some of us, it's vintage fashion, our cars, anything we can collect. They all live under one roof. eBay. It's where closets get filled with statement pieces and vintage finds, where must-have sneakers wait for you. And designer handbags are the real deal. On eBay, doors open to stacks of the rarest trading cards and a garage stocked with all the car parts you need for any DIY job. eBay's home to whatever thing you're into that keeps you up at night. eBay. Things people love.
So many of us believe in something far beyond ourselves. And now, there's a special place for us, Fox Faith on Fox Nation. With exclusive original premium content that lifts us up, sustains our spirit, and fills us with hope. Exciting series like God, Family, Football. Martin Scorsese presents The Saints, streaming November 17th, and Jesus, Crown of Thorns, streaming December 8th. Fox Faith is only available by subscribing to Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com and sign up today.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. This Christmas, cozy up with the ones you love and experience movies that not only inspire, but bring people together. Enjoy Festival of Trees, where holiday competition brings unexpected friendships, and the heartwarming family movie, A Bluegrass Christmas, starring Sean Johnson from the popular series Heartland. Discover the magic of the season in Baby in a Manger, a touching story about finding hope in the most unexpected places. Looking for something cozy and romantic? Christmas in Rockwell brings small-town charm and holiday romance to life. It's all commercial-free, and you can stream anywhere. Plus, it's just a fraction of the cost of other streaming services. Start your free trial today and experience the magic of Christmas. Go to upfaithandfamily.com. That's upfaithandfamily.com.